actual meat of the conference. So they put up the schedule here. There was a last minute change. Some talks were changed morning and afternoon. And I think the only fixed times are the bistro, the coffee and cookie will be served in the bistro. And apart from that, I want to keep the schedule informal. It's a small group here, and it doesn't make sense to for someone to stop when giving a presentation or a Blackboard presentation just because the time's up. This is just us talking to ourselves, so we can keep it fairly informal. So the aim of the workshop is that we want to learn something from ourselves. I guess we also all want to showcase or show off the cool methods that we're using, the cool stuff that we have, and maybe get some other people interested in what we're doing. Talk time, I think 20 plus 5 is good. 20 minutes is enough for people to say something about what they're doing, and it's not long enough for me to begin to bore other people. So 20 plus 5 is something what I put onto the schedule. Coffee and cookies will be served in the bistro. Since it's a small informal workshop, there will be no lunch provided, so you can have lunch in the bistro, but you'd have to pay for it. And there's a pub night afterwards. I think there's a luau Hawaiian theme tonight that you could enjoy. That was that. Now I'd like to spend a few minutes explaining something about the infrastructure, the computing infrastructure here at Perimeter that is fairly new, came in the last year, so maybe you don't know that already. Regarding the computing hardware, there are several tiers. So apart from the desktops and laptops that people may be using, at the first level, there's something that we call a scientific computing environment, which is essentially a shared set of workstations, so high-powered servers. The idea is that it's maybe not a good idea to buy a workstation or server for someone who needs one, because that always takes a few weeks to order them. There are rather a set of workstations already available. If someone needs them, you can use them. And if you need one for a longer time, you can also informally get that allocated, a single workstation to yourself. Then you don't stomp on anybody else's feet. There's also a workstation with CUDA available if you're interested in GPU programming. The next tier would be a high-performance computing system that we have at Perimeter, or will soon have, depending on your definition for have. So it's physically here, but there's unfortunately a bit of a cooling problem with the building. It means we can't switch it on, or you can't switch it on, but you can't actually use it because then it produces too much heat. And yes, we tried opening the windows, and no, that's not good enough. So I think it will be a few weeks or so before that is available, but I didn't give you any time scale because I don't want to make any. Maybe we should move it to the new wing. Yes, that could be something. It's actually also very noisy, unfortunately. So the room may even need some sound insulation.
I think I will take that.
Okay. As temporarily, you want to take some parts of the HPC system and move it to the scientific computing environment so that you can at least use some of these nodes, even if the HPC system is not switched on yet. And apart from that, there are external facilities, ShortNet or SciNet, or computing resources in Europe and the US that you may have access to. Regarding disk storage, is also something that people sometimes ask for. There's a shared home directories at Perimeter that people have. It's currently a bit slow and limited in space. A new disk array has been bought and is set up and is slated to be running, and that also produces heat, but people thought that's more important than the HPC system, so that thing can actually be switched on, and that means the home directories and data storage should soon rather improve at Perimeter. The HPC system will have 20 terabytes additional storage if you need to store data from simulation results, and if you need even more, then there's a fast network connection to outside Perimeter via the Orion network. A bit of the plans that I think is important or a hindrance about supercomputing, my personal views on things. There are a few things that make computing difficult, apart from, doing actually the computing itself. And one of the first obstacles that people encounter is that if you want powerful computers, you have to use several computers. Everybody is comfortable with using his or her laptop or desktop, but if you need to use a second computer, that quickly becomes cumbersome because you have a different login there, different software installed, different versions of the software, you have different home directories, you have to copy the files over, and that's always the first obstacle that people encounter. Another big obstacle is that supercomputers are often used in a batch processing. That means you can't log in and just run something there. You have to log in, you have to define a problem, then you have to wait for a few hours and days, and then it runs, and then you get the result. It's like computing was in the 50s or 60s. And it's personally, I think it's a shame that high-performance computing is still running this way. It's all in the sake of efficiency. One thinks that things run a few percent faster if you have a batch system than interactive something. But of course, on a laptop, nobody cares that Mathematica runs a few percent slower just because you have a web browser open at the same time. And I think supercomputing should be the same way. So I plan to address this at perimeter when we have a high performance system here and try to set up some policies that would make for interactive supercomputing. I can't promise anything, but that's something that I think is really important for the future to make it easier and more accessible for people. There's also a new kind of supercomputing coming up. Traditional supercomputing is all about number crunching. You have floating point numbers and get some results, and you start with inaccurate numbers, floating point operations, get inaccurate numbers out. And there's a new kind of supercomputing coming up that is called graph computing, where supercomputers don't handle numbers, but rather graphs or networks or formula or anything where you may have small integer numbers, but that's all in there, and results are exact. And then you have large graphs that you need to process. For example, if Mathematica stores an equation internally or formula and displays it, that would be a graph. And if you have large things, you can also begin to apply parallel processing to that. Of course, you can analyze networks of friends on Facebook, and there's certain government agencies interested in that. So it's actually a new type of supercomputing that's coming out, and that could be interesting even for people who are not interested in the traditional kind of supercomputing. You don't want to simulate the error systems of a car or a plane, but rather want to deal with large equations or tensor networks or anything, and want to simulate that on a computer. This is a preview, an advertisement of something that doesn't exist yet. We are setting up an environment, a perimeter called Spaces, which is essentially a glorified way to have wikis and web pages, subversion, Git repositories, mailing lists, and so on, posted at perimeter if you want that for research group. Each of these things together would be called a space, and it should be very easy to create them. You go to web page, you click on a button, give it a name, and you have a new space, and it costs very little resources, so everybody here could easily have 10 or many more spaces. And you could use this for collaboration. Each space is private. If you own a space, you can invite a few other people and begin a small collaboration. Could be for paper, could be for research notes, could be for many other things. And the aim here is to target small informal collaborations, 3-5 people. If you have a large collaboration, whatever, LIGO, scientific collaboration, then obviously you need much more manpower and thinking behind that. And there's a webpage, spacesperimeterinstitute.ca, that is not quite working yet. One of the things that is important to me is the single sign-on, that you don't have a new password for every mailing list, for every wiki and every web page. It should be single sign-on, should use the perimeter ID. You can log into the spaces to which you have access. And that turns out to be a bit complicated to configure with the new services. So that's what's currently holding things up. But if you need, say, just as a version of a Git repository or a wiki, you can set that up at the moment. But the spaces thing should come soon, I hope, knock on wood. So it is visible to the outside. If you want to have an external collaborator have access to it, then that needs to be set up explicitly. And that is possible, but it's not as automated as giving someone internally access to it. But yes, it's obviously important because everybody here travels and everybody has external collaborators.
But what's the advantage with respect to Dropbox?
Between what?
With respect to Dropbox.
So Dropbox is for exchanging files. And there could at some point be a Dropbox integration. And this also has a wiki or mailing lists or subversion of process to it. So it's kind of a bunch of services together, and Dropbox would be one of them. If you're using Dropbox already, that is something very similar to that, except Spaces should have more features. It depends on what you do. If you do software development, for example, you may want to have subversion or Git repositories, or you may want to have wiki so that someone can set up a web page, a student could explain research results there, and you can then look. Finally, a bit of advertisement for myself, Research Technologies. That's a thing that came to be at Perimeter a bit more than a year ago. My task here at Perimeter is to be a liaison between the IT department and the researchers, because I can give advice, experience, support to make contribution to research-related technologies. What technologies means is not well defined. That, I guess, is open for you to interpret. It could be something regarding scientific computing systems, research software, scientific computing, numerical methods, many things in this direction. And there's also a help desk for that. Consult at Perimeter if you have questions in this direction. So this was a bit of advertisement, things of what I do, and also the structure of the workshop. I guess there are no questions, so we should now begin with the actual workshop. Chat, do you want to informally chair from your chair without getting up?